Molly, there's no food, you fat lard. Quit looking for it. You ate dinner already.
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
This is Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
What are you drinking, Brandon?
Oh, fuck, I forgot.
As I was saying that, I was like, ooh, we got to talk about what we're drinking.
I totally forgot we talk about our beer. We've only been doing this for 16 weeks now, and I just fucking...
Yeah, I literally, in the back Jesus of my head, I was like, Christ. Oh, fuck, I got to say this.
Oh.
You got a beer there?
I do. I've been drinking a lot of it.
What is it?
So I am drinking the... one sec.
I'll cut it up. Fucking this week that I'm still editing, you did the same shit of like, you gave this whole backstory to what beer you got. And it's like, dude, the intro is 7 minutes because you're like, so. I always know when it's like, what are you drinking? And it goes, so. I was like, fuck, we got an ordeal here. I went to the store today. I was buying some hummus, and I was like, oh, I need to get a beer. So I went to the beer aisle. They had many selections. I saw the Rhine guys. I saw this. And then I saw the one I wanted. Except this time you went to, like, the wine and stuff or whatever.
So the wife and I went out earlier and picked up dinner. And while we were waiting for dinner, we stopped by the brewery. Ethereal Brewing in Lexington. I picked up a case of their Throwback Pilsner. It's a good beer. It's solid, 4.8% ABV. It's a Pilsner. Nothing special to say about it. I did have some other really good beers while we were there. I would highly recommend. The number one thing I have to say, the can is fairly plain. It's like very starry, whatever can. But the ingredients, it just says made from 100% recycled stardust. But it's good. What are you drinking, Jimmy?
Well, going to a previous... basically cold open that lasted like 3 minutes. You had a certain Indiana beer company that you weren't a fan of, or you have yet to find a beer you like.
True.
That'd be Upland Brewing Company out of Bloomington, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
I found one of their seasonals, Patio Cat. It also, I don't know if it's part of the name, but it says Chill Sesh. It is a summer ale with guava.
Oh.
The description... No. Patio Cat. Patio Cat is everyone's favorite companion on long summer days. Low-cal and sessionable, this summer ale boasts strong flavors of citrusy, tropical hops that are complemented by a succulent dose of guava. Always down for a chill sesh, but definitely ready to run wild too. Patio Cat is thirst-quenching and refreshing with light body and minimal bitterness. ABV 4.5, IBU 0. I feel like they just didn't add that in yet.
It could be 0. How is it?
I'm not a fan.
In that it's a summer ale, but it basically kind of tastes just like a subpar IPA. Yeah. I don't get any of the fruit flavor that they're talking about. There's no real citrus. It just tastes like a lower end IPA. It's like it's.
Do you taste the guava?
Not that from what I remember guava tasting like.
Well, I feel like the only time we've had guava was grassy assholes.
That's true. Well, that was guava nectar.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, if you've never had guava nectar, it smells and tastes like lawn clippings.
Yo, I don't even. We always link to our I always link to the brewery their web pages when we're drinking stuff in our show notes.
Yeah,
Ethereal's web page is so jacked up. It's so broken.
Well, if only you knew someone that's good at marketing that could offer them some tips, pointers, or even business partnership, or however that works.
If only.
But anyway, so it's not the worst beer. It's not even the worst beer I've had while recording.
Okay.
It's not as bad as that orange vanilla bag of shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's a low tier beer. Makes me bummed that I chose this over a different beer that looked like it was going to be good. It might still be good.
Oh, that's sad.
We'll find out. Anyway, we're talking about siblings today.
We are.
I have a sibling.
Me too.
We both have a sister each.
Yes, we don't share one.
Various ages.
Yeah. I like how you had to say we both have one each.
Yeah.
We don't share a sister. Although they share a birthday.
That is true. Not the same year.
No, like 12 years apart or something.
10 years difference between the two of them. But they are both indeed sisters. My sister is the older of the two. Brandon's is the youngest.
Youngest. She is the youngest.
Of the four of us, she's the youngest, and my sister's the oldest.
Yep.
Really, the only reason I brought up siblings as a topic, because you asked, and I went to our old list. I was like, what have we not talked about yet? And then you kind of said it at the end of last week's episode. So I was like, why not? But I've got nothing aside from small, like their favorite anecdotes.
Yeah.
I've got nothing prepared.
So I guess generally speaking, like we discussed it. So you clearly had an older sister growing up.
Clearly.
How was that? How was it like? I feel like even though she was the older one, you were still the bully. Like you were.
What do you mean?
Not necessarily the bully, but like you picked on her even though you were the younger one.
Because she was being an older sister, and girls tend to mature faster than boys. For a while, she was a lot bigger than me. Like she was always, like she had size on me up until like middle school into high school. Like when I started hitting puberty and all that, and got bigger than her, and then kept getting bigger.
And it hasn't stopped.
I mean, we had our bouts, but it was more when we were real young, it was one-sided to her. As I got older, it got evened out, and then it got to a point where it's like, yeah, I can't fight anymore because now I'm the bigger one.
See, I don't think my sister and I ever physically fought.
Oh, me and my sister did a lot.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. I'm 7 years older than her.
Yeah,
so it's like different. There was never a point, or even now she's smaller than me. I'm not a big man, and she is smaller than I am. So there was never a point where it was fair. Like she would literally, we did the stereotypical, like she'd swing at me and I would just hold her out with one arm. Like,
to be fair, although that was kind of based on your upbringing of how your mom handled you as a rambunctious youth, where she would just
hold you on the ground. That's true. My mom was my bully.
She would just hold you down and just keep you on the ground.
She would just sit on me. It was annoying. I think I have claustrophobia because of that. Like, this fear of being confined. But
yeah, being siblings, we fought, but like not.
My sister was a biter.
Ooh.
Like, I remember when she was real young, that was her one defense, she could just bite.
That reminded me of a story I'm adding to the list.
I tell you my sister's a biter and that reminds you of something?
Well, yeah. I'm going to tease it. For later this episode, I just wrote down the words peppermint patty.
I mean, all right,
but go on. But we didn't always fight. Me and my sister, we had our knockdown, drag out fights. I'd never hit her with a closed fist. Like, we like slap each other, or whatever. Like, it's like pushing.
For some reason,
other.
I thought you were going to say clothes hanger. I was like, I've never hit her with a clothes hanger. I was like, well, I mean, that's probably either.
But then we've had like,
I got whipped with a clothes hanger a few times.
I got hit with belts, but that was my mom. But we had like our fights and stuff. But then we also had like fights that were rough, but it was more just roughhousing rather than nobody was like, it wasn't out of malice, or it might have started angry and then devolved into just being funny. Like one time,
I hit her with an orange. Like, hit her in the back with an orange. She tried to hit me with a loaf of bread, and it ripped open as she swung it, so just bread flew everywhere. There's an avocado that was really ripe. It's basically guacamole inside the avocado skin, and I
did avocados exist then? I feel like I don't know. Yeah.
No, because I like threw it towards her and it missed and it hit the ground and it went and it was just guacamole.
I don't remember avocados. Like, my family was not an avocado family growing up. We were lucky if we had fresh fruit around. Maybe that's why I went plant-based. Just make it up from my childhood, not getting enough fresh fruit. Revelation. Things I think about in this podcast have never come up otherwise. Yeah, I mean, we were pretty good. I used her as like, I was an only child for the first 7 years of my life. So I was like nerdy kid who like built with Legos and shit all the time, was always doing, building crazy stuff. And so I just used her as a second set of hands.
Yeah.
And she was old enough to just like we always built forts. I remember that, like, when we were little, we would just do crazy like pillow fort stuff. We had these other like connector construction things that we would like hang blankets and stuff over, and she was always a good set of hands for that. Like, go, hey, go hold that corner, or go do this. It was always the benefit of a little sister. But yeah, we were fine. I was really protective of her. I remember that, like, when she was first born, I hated like when our other cousins and stuff would hold her, like when she was like a newborn still.
Yeah,
I'd be like, no, I'm like, you're doing it wrong. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was seven, but someone taught me how to hold her. Thought I was special.
See, I was protective of my sister, like, in like elementary school. Like, if any of her friends were like kind of like messing with her, like, there was one friend, he was a shorter guy, so she was two grades ahead of us, well, ahead of me specifically, but we were in the same grade. But one of her friends was a fairly undersized boy, so he was like a little taller than me, but not by much. And I used to push him in the bushes all the time. Like, he would like mess with my sister and I'd push him into the bushes. And looking back, he probably did it on purpose, like just to humor me, like let me push him. But it became like a trope. Yeah. Whenever I tried to push one of her other friends that was a lot taller, and it didn't do anything.
Well, he probably liked her. So he was doing it and he's like, oh,
what your possibly brother
did. That's what dorky young kids do. Yeah, I don't know. Like, we got to a point where, like, we just stopped. We kind of just started ignoring each other. Like, when she got into school.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about this a little bit before when we talked about the slacks thing. So, like, her and I ignored each other. And then, like, once I left for college, like, we actually got close again. Like, when I'd come back. And that was a funny time. Like, yeah, I feel like that's when we got the closest. We were never, like, you guys were only a couple years apart.
Yeah, I was about to say, because you were never really in school with her.
Right.
Ever. Right. I was in elementary school with her for kindergarten through sixth grade, so 5 years. We were in the same school, and then 2 years in high school.
Which is funny, because that's I actually knew your sister before I met you. Like, your sister and I hung out before I knew you existed.
Yeah. Because you did cross country.
Yep.
But then that's the thing, similar to how you were saying with you and your sister. Elementary school, we were fine. Also, we had like, we had cousins that we would go over to their house. Then we had two neighbor kids that were, one was my age, one was 2 years younger. But we had like a group that we had. It wasn't always just me and her just constantly living together.
Which, but we talked about in the friends thing last time. Like, I didn't have that. Like, I didn't grow up with like kids in my neighborhood or like close. So it was kind of just me and her. But I feel like I just kept living as an only child for a while.
Yeah.
We got along fine. And so her and I went out the other night when I was in town. She wanted to go out. So we went to a bar with my cousin and we were playing a game. And my sister brought up the fact, she's like, do you remember when we used to invent like card games and board games and stuff as a kid? And I was like, holy shit, we did. Like, we had some like good games. Like, we had like a full board game the one time, like full rules, and like, we play that shit all the time. And like, even my cousin remembered. She's like, yeah, you guys had me, like, you taught me a card game on a road trip one time that you guys would play, like, just made this shit up. She's like, it was a good time. I was like, yeah, it was. Like, I forgot all about that. So we did do some shit together when we were younger, but yeah.
But that was the thing too. Like, we had a disconnect in high school where it wasn't like that we ignored each other, but we both had our separate lives. We didn't really interact much at all in school. We did have a class together at one point. We had team games, which
that's weird. Is
second gym. It's like if you have
gym 2.0.
Yeah, it's like if you have an extra period, it's like, oh, you take team games, which is just up in the auxiliary gym with the track coach doing whatever he's doing. And then as long as you're moving, you got an A for the class. Like, you couldn't sit down. Like, and then we had like kind of like, we never got into like a fight in there. We had, I mean, not even a scuffle, but a friend of mine got hit in the face with a basketball and everyone laughed because it is the most, like, it would be like a viral video if it was recorded. Like, a guy tried for like a half court shot and instead of hitting the rim, it just bounced off his head. Like, he just happened to be walking under the rim and it bricked right into his head. And then she kept going like, oh, I want to go give him a hug, I feel bad. I'm like, no, don't. That's weird. It's like, no, I feel like you don't know him. It's my friend. Don't go hug my friend. Like, and so I physically restrained her from going and she got mad at me for that. But like, I like
that'd be a weird one. Like, as the teacher, the coach in that one, like, don't touch it. Like, oh, it's your sister.
Well, nobody
don't touch each other.
Nobody really saw it happen. It's just like, as we were like leaving the gym, it's not like he was paying attention to anything that was going on.
That's fair.
Unless we were standing next to him talking to him. But like, we basically kind of did our own thing. I've even said to her, like, we weren't really friends when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't, it wasn't physical like when we were younger fighting. Now that we're like old enough to where it's like, yeah, shouldn't be putting hands on each other. It was definitely a lot of heated arguments over dumb shit. But like, all times we realized, yeah, we weren't really that close in high school. And then she went to college and then I went to a out of city college because she was still in the same city.
I was going to say she was down the road.
But then I went to Purdue. So, and I remember like seeing on my Facebook memories, her random message or writing on my wall is like, no, it's good to hear from you, brother. I know I don't want to sound corny or anything, but I would say, I guess I do kind of miss you a little bit. And I'd be like, fuck you. And now, but then she would get like butthurt about that back then.
Well, that's,
and I haven't changed at all. She's just gotten used to it.
Yeah.
To where now that's basically our love language as siblings, of like talking shit to each other. Like, cause as I grew up like this, I didn't do this on my own. I was raised this way to be, but she was more the sensitive type growing up. So now that she's gotten used to it, before she got married too, like, even like after she got married for a little bit, knowing her husband, at first when he would talk to her on the side after I would leave, sometimes be like, I don't like the way he talks to you. Like, I kind of want to say something about it. And she's like, no, that's just how we talk to each other. Like, but that's like a sibling thing he's not used to.
Yeah.
He wasn't around siblings like cussing at each other and insulting each other constantly, calling each other bitches.
Yeah, like, I don't think my sister and I ever really got into it. So, like, our whole thing was, I think we had a shared knowledge. Like, I think I took the brunt of, like, my parents' craziness, like, when we were growing up together, because I was the older one, right? Like, she was always babied, whatever. I had to deal with all the crap. Then when I left, it was just her. Like,
I remember specifically, like, going over to your aunt's house and always hearing about how she's grounded.
Like, it was just her. And like, she wasn't like a bad kid necessarily, but they were crazy. So like, whenever I was in town, like, her and I would just like commiserate on the crazy shit going on. Like, we didn't really keep in touch much when I was gone, but just the crazy shit that was happening, or why she was getting in trouble, or whatever was going on. So it was, I did ask her earlier, I was like, yo, what's some of like your favorite things? And those times I came back from college were the times that she pointed out, like, the one time her and I were going to go shopping. We were going to go drive over to Michigan City, which is almost like an hour and a half away from South Bend where we lived.
Yeah.
And
time window. the time zone change throws it off a little bit.
Yeah. But I was going to take her out to like the outlet mall out there, go shopping or whatever. Just walk around the beach, whatever. Like just hang out for the day. And on the way, when you're driving, there's an exit to Chicago. And as we're getting close to the exit, I was like, hey, you want to go to Chicago? I was like, let me know right now. She's like, I mean, we can. Like, I was like, no, let me know right now if you want to go to Chicago. She's like, sure, let's go. And we just, I just swung around, got on the ramp, and we just drove to Chicago. And we spent the whole day in Chicago, like hanging out with my friends. We went to lunch. We walked down like Magnificent Mile, like just good old times, Millennium Park. Like we got pictures at the Bean. Like we did touristy shit all day long, and it was a great time.
I remember. Then, like, I don't know if it's this that specific time, but like similar times that because I something you didn't go through as much, being that I had an older sister. I had to deal with the misfortune of guys in high school making comments about my sister.
Yeah,
like all the time because especially playing football, we're out there practicing, and then the cross country teams are using the track. So my sister is out there, and it's like, Jimmy, look, just like, is that your sister? But like, dude, shut up. And it's like, I was like, there's nothing you could do about it. With you, I remember hearing about, I don't know if it was when you went out to Chicago or like if somebody came to visit in South Bend, but someone said starting to make a comment to you about your sister. Oh, like, she's 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's your sister, but like she's 14. Like, okay, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't have that luxury.
Yeah, that was definitely going to lunch in Chicago. But the other time, like the first, I don't remember if it was one of my dorm rooms or like when I moved into my first house in South Bend and my sister came by visit for something. I don't know if she's dropping something. I don't know. She was in my room for some reason. And I told her to like get something out of my closet and she was like, holy shit. She just started laughing. I was like, what? And she goes, I do the same thing. I was like, what? She goes, we organize our closets the exact same way. Like we color coordinate our closets and like we hang everything and fold things the same exact way. And she was like completely shy. I was like, we grew up in a weird house, man. It did weird shit to us. I don't know. Like, and then got her and I have, it, there's something about that like shared weird experience that we'll fucking just giggle. Like her and I will get in these giggle fits. That's the best way to describe it. Unexplainably laugh about something that only the two of us heard or only the two of us saw something. And we'll be in a room full of people and her and I will just be crying. Like it gets so bad that we've doubled over crying.
I was actually included on one of those once.
You were?
At your aunt when I think you're the one that pointed out that the guy's sock was on upside down because you could see like where the heel would go was like bulging at the top of his foot. And you're like, I think his sock is upside down. Like, what are you talking about? And then I saw it. I took a picture and sent it to her. Like, why is his sock upside down? I'm going to tell him. I don't want to tell him. I don't even know him.
There was something
weirdly giggling in the corner about a guy's sock.
Yeah. And there was like the one time we were at, it was like Easter or Thanksgiving, one of the holidays. We were at my grandparents. My grandma, she made like Kool-Aid or something, but forgot to add the sugar. My sister and I are both sitting there. We both take a sip. Like we took a sip and like we're sitting like diagonal from each other. We took a sip and we both looked at each other and we're like, the fuck is this? She put her cup back up. I'm pretty sure she put her cup back up, just like spit it back out into the cup. And we were just dying. And everyone, like my grandparents and my parents looked at us like, what? We're like, nothing. It's fine. And we were over there crying. Like we couldn't. It was so bad. There were just so many fucking things. There's so many little things. The holidays, man, gets us. It's like someone in our family will do something fucking weird or stupid. The two of us will be the only. Just like you said before, like when someone messes up something, like you catch them and you call them on it.
Yeah.
Like if they're talking or they say something dumb or they do something stupid, you'll call them on it.
You two are more like just say it to each other and just give each other the side eye.
We both notice. Her and I will both notice and then just fucking laugh about it. Dude, we won't say anything. We'll just laugh about it. God, and then those damn slacks. But we've already told that.
That's
story.
Not really a sibling story as much as just you and me being stupid.
But your sibling, I've been there for a lot of weird, random things for yourself. I mean, you've been there for a lot of
speaking
like life moments for my sibling.
A direct like story similar to things we were just saying. Yeah, you were in South Bend that week or weekend or whatever, and my sister was flying somewhere, but she had to fly like from South Bend to Chicago on a layover and then go wherever. But then the South Bend flight got canceled. So it's like, she's like, fuck, like, I don't have a flight out of South Bend now. But it's like, I don't know what to, like, so she was like starting to panic of like, I don't know, like, am I going to have to like reschedule my entire flight? Like, how is this going to work? It's like,
yeah.
I was like, the flight out of Chicago still good? Like, I was like, yeah, that one's still going. It's like, Brandon, you're in town, right? I was like, want to go to Chicago? Like, want to drive Christy to Chicago real quick? And then you came, you're like, yeah, but I don't want to drive my car. I was like, it's fine. So we came and got you, and then you drove to Chicago in my car. Yep. And then we spent the day in Chicago after that, after we got her to O'Hare.
Yep.
Oh, because with that was, my dad was talking about, I was like, oh, I can, like, I'll have to drive you to Chicago then. I was like, Brandon knows how to get there faster than anyone else I know. So yeah. I'm going to see if he can drive.
I used to get from my parents' house on the west side of South Bend to south side of Chicago in under an hour 20. So.
But was the other thing of like something you've been there for is my sister's wedding.
Well, I'll say her college graduation first.
Oh fuck. I invited you and then another friend just for no reason. My sister was graduating college, and then we were involved in like her and her friend's pictures.
Oh, was like randomly. Well, I guess that was your mom.
Well, yeah, but still.
Your mom was like, you boys are dressed up and look nice. Get in the pictures.
And then we photobombed a bunch of pictures afterwards. There's like a whole slew of pictures with just like one to three of us in the back. But
we got in a lot of pictures. Like whenever anyone was taking pictures around like the lawn and stuff that day, we would just like slyly walk into the background and poke our head. And we got in so many pictures.
But then the other big takeaway from that day was the... not even the keynote speaker, just a speaker at the ceremony was talking about how she was in like a psych ward for the longest time. And then she came out with the quote of the fucking century in her mind of like, this is going to be the best quote to end the speech to motivate all these new college graduates. She got up there. She wrote it down. I bet. She practiced it, and then she got on that microphone and said, don't go out there and let things happen to you. Go out there and happen to things. And,
and just left it.
We just, all of us just like looked back and forth like, what?
I think even your mom called her out on that one.
She said, go happen to thing. And then that was our quote for the evening before like hashtags were really.
Oh, yeah.
That thing. It would have been like hashtag happen to things.
That was Kentucky Derby weekend too, because we all bet on the horses.
Because her roommate's dad,
yep,
gave everybody $1 and was like, or no, we all put in $1 and then had
we all threw $1 in a hat or something, or picked names out of a hat.
Yeah,
and threw $1 in.
Lo and behold, he won. It's like that's bullshit. I didn't even want to bet.
Pretty sure he picked first and just picked the favorite. Yeah, the other thing was her wedding.
Well, yeah, she got married.
I was in her wedding. Well, not in it.
You were an usher.
I ushed it.
You were almost in the wedding. And I brought that story up before, but let's rehash it of me being a dick when Brandon was going to do one of the two readings and her friend was going to do the other.
Originally, I wasn't going to.
Well, there
wasn't something came up and she asked me.
Yeah, well, they were going to do one reading and then they decided to do two and then asked if you would do one. And you're like, yes, of course, I'm here for whatever you need. She tells me, hey, we're only doing one reading. Can you let Brandon know that he doesn't have to do one? And I said, okay. And just in that moment, pulled out my phone and said, hey, I told Christina you weren't comfortable doing a reading, so she says you don't have to anymore. And just put my phone in my pocket. Just the little thing sometimes. Just being chaotic neutral, just send it out there and just let the ball roll down the hill. And then my sister's phone blew up with text messages of, don't listen to Jimmy, he's an asshole. I'm fine doing a reading. I could do a reading if you want me to. Like, I don't know what the fuck he told you, but fuck him, he's an idiot, he's lying. And she's like, what did he say? Or no, she looks at me and goes, because She told me, I texted you, and minutes later, like, we're still next to each other, like, standing there. This all went down in the span of, like, 5 minutes. She looks at her phone, and I looks at her, like, what did you tell Brandon? And I just started laughing and show her the text message. And she's like, sorry, Jimmy's an asshole. I was like, he knows.
It was good. I really didn't want to do a read.
It worked out.
It did work out. We've all heard my voice. That wouldn't have worked out.
But the other thing with her wedding,
I ushed the shit out of it. I still don't know what I did. Handed people programs.
Told people where to sit.
I didn't. Did I?
I don't know. Maybe. Like, you greeted people.
I don't remember.
It was like, here's some pews.
I feel like we were drinking.
It's like, don't.
Before the wedding started.
Well, yeah, but it's like, don't. Basically saying, don't sit in these, like, 8 seats.
Yeah.
And that's it. But the other thing with the wedding, I walked her down the aisle, and in typical me fashion, I'm sitting there trying to make her laugh the whole time leading up to it. I kept telling her, like, because she lived in Hawaii for a while with her now husband. That's where she got proposed to. I kept telling her, as like, coming, like, your wedding song, like, walking down the aisle, it needs to be Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride from Lilo and Stitch, because I just wanted to be like whatever music dies down and then everyone stands and turns to the back of the church and you just hear aloha aloha yeah aloha aloha yeah, and then I was like, that'd be the best song to do, and she vetoed that even though she thought that was hilarious. But before she came down, like, I'm waiting for her, basically to give her the cue to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, the bridesmaids and groomsmen are walking down. And she's basically standing in a stairwell at the back of the, whatever you call it, church.
Yeah.
And then I'm just standing there by myself. So I'm just like making faces at her, trying to get her to laugh. And I'm not going to post it because I'm not posting a picture of my sister on the Instagram. But she was kind of like laughing and making faces back. And apparently the photographer or one of the photographers noticed her like smiling. And so he's like, oh, that'd be a perfect picture to take. And it looks like she's in a closet and it's like poking, just
creeping around the corner.
Yeah. Just making like this very like awkward smile. And she sent me the picture today and it's just an awful picture. But then I walked her down the aisle, and then, like, when I hugged her to give her away, I said, like, nerd. And then I just had to do something.
I have a picture of my at my sister's first wedding.
Those are only wedding.
Well, it didn't count anymore. So at her first wedding, assuming there'll be more. We took pictures like out in a park afterward, and I was just joking around, messing with her, and just like, after we were done with the pictures, we have a good picture of just me like strangling her, which is
we did talk about that.
It used to hang on my wall behind my desk, and she's like, can you not have that there? So like, but it's a good picture. It's one of my favorites.
Do you have any other silly story? I got one more.
I'm sure no, there's more, two more, but I'll just, what do you got?
Well, one that is just a throwaway line that she thought was funny that she brought up. Because for the longest time, it was me making jokes and then her trying to keep up and then being bad at it. But then,
yes,
that's where I learned about myself once we became closer, getting older, becoming adults. It's harder. Like, I laugh at plenty of stuff. I enjoy comedy. I'm good at being funny for the most part in like social situations. But it wasn't until she explained it to me. It's like, you don't laugh as much at stuff. Like, you do laugh, like, certain people, like being on here, I laugh a lot. But like, in certain situations, like, I'll enjoy something being funny, but I don't laugh like out loud all the time. Or if someone like directly tries to make a joke. Yeah. So she's saying it's more of like an accomplishment to get like to pop me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's getting into situations where she tries and then fails spectacularly. but she gets the wrong laugh. A laugh you've heard. A laugh that the fan has heard on several occasions on here. Like when you fell.
Yeah.
That episode, just that, that high pitch, as she describes, soul crushing laugh, just because it's like, it's just at you and it's so sharp and it just hurts. Because you know it's because you said something stupid or did something stupid. Like what the specific quote, I don't remember what she was saying or meant to say, but it said,
I feel like I know this.
Something, it's the worst thing ever, but it's going to be a hashtag on this when we post this episode. It said something about like Dumbledore, and then she tried it. A lot of the times her thing was like, just repeat something back, but like try to make a pun out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But she was never that good at it at the beginning. But it says something about like Dumbledore, and she goes, don't laugh through it, because there's a pause and then an extra bit of before I lost it. Because if it was just the first part, I would have just given her shit about it. But it was the realization that she said something stupid, so she's about to take a beating. So she just accepted it. So I said something about Dumbledore, and she goes, yeah, Dumbledorlin. What? And I don't, that was one of my top five hardest laughs ever. Just not just the, well, first, Dumbledorlin. What the fuck is that? I still give her shit about that. I'm going to get that as a tattoo of like a real derpy looking wizard and just says Dumbledorlin. But just the pause, and like I, because sometimes, like, you know,
just the self disappointment.
Yeah, it's like because you know, like how I let a bad joke sit a little more, like I let it be quiet. But then she knew there's this Dumbledorlin. What? She and like we were on the phone, and she wanted to hang up on me. She should have hung up on me. I was screaming laughing in the car. But getting me to laugh about it, like getting, like when she would like surprise me with a good line is what I was getting at. One time we were at Purdue, and one of like the main roads is Salisbury. And as we were driving through, I mentioned it. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's like Salisbury steak. And she just turns to me and goes, she goes, just as straight faced as anything. It was just like, did you know Salisbury is Native American for diarrhea? And she said it so straight that I was like, is it? She's like, no. Like just her confidence got me. And I was like, and then breaking it down, I was like, why Native American? What? That's not a language. But just how confident and just deadpan she said it. Like, I lost just, or do you know Salisbury is Native American for diarrhea? And I was like, is it? Well, yeah. So she got me good with that one.
Yeah, I don't think my sister's funny. I know that's a bad thing to say. I don't think I've ever laughed at her.
Well, but then also, like, my sister, I don't think
I've ever heard her tell a joke.
I'll say my sister wasn't funny for the longest time. I think I brought it out of her just with the constant being me and just ridicule and stuff. Like, she had to learn to roll with the punches and be able to. She's not funny all the time, not to be rude about it, but she's a lot quicker now. Like, fucking one time I was at Notre Dame hanging out with these girls that we had just met. Well, my friend knew that I just met, and I had like talked to her later that day or evening. I was like, yeah, there's this one girl, like she's at Notre Dame. She's going for 3 degrees, three masters. And she's like, oh, did you tell her that you couldn't even get one? And I was like, fuck.
Kill shot.
I know. Like, took the wind out of me. I was like, I wasn't even expecting that.
I feel like my sister's a prop comic more than anything, especially now that she's got a kid. She's got a good prop to make jokes with, but she's got no chance now. Now she's a mom. She can't make jokes. That's not allowed. They're not allowed to be funny. God, I don't know.
I know his dad does the dad joke thing. Because when I was living and working out of South Bend, I would go over to her apartment on my lunch breaks and hang out with GP and her by proxy. I was going to see him, but she was also there. Can't really just hang out with a baby by himself.
Going to see our nephew. Yeah.
Yeah. But then he would come home. He knew I was there every time, but he would do the same bit every time he walked in. It's like, oh, hell no. Oh man, I walked out. I see someone in my chair. I see some dude. I was getting ready. I was like, there's some dude in my house. But it's like, yeah, what's up, man? It was funny. I enjoyed it.
I'll joke around with him.
Well, no, he is funny, but I was saying it's like, as like you get the dad joke gene when you have a kid, is like he has his bit every time he sees me. He makes the same joke. He's like, oh, about there's a big white guy in my house. Who is this?
Oh, we always joke about how he can't grow a beard. Like, that's just running joke in our family. Is that no, he's got jokes, but
yeah,
someone does. Otherwise, that kid's going to have a joyless child.
Yeah. he's got two idiot uncles that are going to help out with that.
We're going to have to bring the comedy hard.
We're just going to walk in there and just start making fun of him immediately. Look at you. Was you pooping your pants again, bud? Come on now. How old are you, two? Get with it.
That'll be good.
I say, give me one more anecdote with you and your sister, and then I'll throw one out there.
I got nothing. I got
nothing ever happened. You exhausted all of them.
I can't think of anything. I'm sure we've done stuff. Like, we've good. Yeah, no. I got nothing.
All right. Well, I teased something earlier, so I'll just let that go, and that'll be the end of the episode. I said peppermint patty, and that goes in. I don't like peppermint patties. My sister doesn't like peppermint patties. I don't know where it came from. It must have been like Halloween candy or something.
Who the fuck's giving out peppermint patties on Halloween?
An asshole. Same people that give out fucking dots and pencils and shit like that. We had one lady on, like, not our street, but the next street over, used to always have mounds. And as all she had one big bowl of mounds. And it's like, I'll take one. As a kid, you don't want dark chocolate and coconut.
That's fair. I hated the ones that would give you like the little character erasers.
Oh, yeah.
But they were just like rubber. Like, they didn't even erase anything. They just smudged everything just a everywhere.
Pencil topper.
Useless.
Yeah. But anyway, so we had this peppermint patty. And it was one of these fights of like roughhousing. But if our mom was home or if her parents were home at all, we would have gotten in trouble for fighting. But I think we were just home by ourselves. That's how it escalated. And I think it must have started with me throwing it at her. Like, that seems like the logical opening progression. And then she like threw it back, and I think like I opened it and like threw it at her or tried to like but then I don't know how like the exact progression, but it turned into us like wrestling each other to the ground and trying to like force it in the other person's mouth, trying to make the other person eat it. And it, like, I was probably like 12 or 13 at the time. So I was like we were about the same size at this point. So it was like equal strength sort of thing. Okay. It wasn't like she was just towering over me, or like if I was in high school, like there would be no fight. But it was like a knockdown, drag out, like in good fun fight of like throwing each other around the room. I remember one point she's like got me pinned down and like trying to just trying to mush it in my mouth, and I'm like trying my best not to open my mouth, and I think it was her doing, like, she was just like grinding it on my teeth, like she was holding it, just like rubbing it against my teeth, like I'm keeping my mouth or my teeth clenched, which is like rubbing it against my teeth. And I think I did the same to her, but it was just as when we on paper, it makes no sense. Like, you're like, what's wrong with you? Like, how was that like a fun memory? I don't even know how it ended. I think my mom like got home and like yelled at us to stop. But we're literally just like wrestling around the living room, like trying to force the other person to eat a peppermint patty.
See, I wish I had. We've talked about this before. I don't have memories.
That too.
Remember, I don't have. So the fact that I can remember anything I've done with my sister is amazing. So I got you get a couple stories out. That's about all we
yeah.
got. She's cool now.
Yeah, mine too.
All right. That's a good note to leave it on.
We're cool with our sisters now. Just thinking back, if we had brothers instead of sisters, it would have been a lot more violent, probably.
Yeah.
Like I said, I never hit my sister in the face with a closed fist. But if I had a brother, there probably would have been boxing matches.
We hit each other with stuff. Well, yeah. And again, I told you, it's a mess of a... Like, I hit her with something one time. See, my thing was I couldn't hit her because my parents would be like, well, that's not fair. You're so much bigger than her.
Yeah.
So, like, I hit her with something one time. I don't remember what it was. I turned around and my mom just hit me right back with it. She's like, see, it's not fair, is it? Someone bigger than you hits you with something. No, it's not. I shot her in the face with a Nerf gun once, like in the eye. She fell down the stairs and ate a penny.
How'd that happen?
Like she had a penny in her mouth. And
so she accidentally swallowed a penny.
Yeah, she was playing. I do remember this. Yeah, I don't know if she was like playing on the stairs or going up the stairs or something, but she fell down. She fell down the stairs a lot as a kid. I remember that.
It's probably your fault.
And we didn't have like, it was a ranch. It was just into our basement. So it wasn't like she was like going up and down regularly, like to her room or something. She just fell down the stairs. They were hard wood. Explains a few things. But I don't know. The one time I just remember she landed at the bottom and was just like, gagging, and like we found out she's swallowed. It was just me and my dad were down there, like, what's going on? She's like, oh shit, she's choking on she had a penny in her. I'm like, my dad and I were home alone, but we didn't know what to do. My mom wasn't there. I mean, I'm pretty sure he got it out. But yeah, that's about it. That's all I got. It's traumatic things, that's all I remember. Yeah.
Well, then one more story I got then. I guess a traumatic experience. We can laugh about it now. We were playing X-Men, I think. But we were playing with the neighbors, but they were in their backyard. We just had like a chain link fence between them.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, we were just in our respective backyards. We had one of those like, quote, like treehouse things, like made out of like just the plastic, like Tonka material. That's just the little slide and it has like a green roof.
Play school, whatever.
Sort of, yeah. And like two steps up to a slide. And then it was just like a little like area in the middle. And then I remember specifically there was like a green roof to it.
Okay.
But on top of that roof, there was like this little pink water bottle someone put there. And just in playing, I don't even know if it was specifically X-Men, but it seems like it would have been. But she climbs up like the steps part and like reaches on top of the roof of the thing, picks up the little pink water bottle just on her own in this like game. There's no real rules, but she grabs it and holds it up in the air and goes, I have the power. And then my instinct was, she's the bad guy. I got to stop her. So I yelled, no. And I speared her off of the steps and we fell in the biggest pile of dog shit. Just this, the most butterscotch pile of dog shit. Because I just remember being on the ground. I remember specifically like my hand being in it and just going like, trying to like stand up, just like my hand just like mushing in more dog shit. And our dad came out and he was pissed. Because he basically like had to hose us off before we could come inside. We had to like leave our clothes. And we're like real young at this point. But we had to like leave our like the majority of our clothes in the garage so he could rinse them off and like put them in the wash because we're covered in dog shit. But on that note, this has been Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
Brandon.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.